Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. A Radio.com station starring BJ and Migs. Mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, you can listen to us pretty much anywhere you are via the radio.com app. That's right. Whether you be near a computer, just go to radio.com, or if you got a smartphone, go to your smartphone store and download the radio.com app. Boom. And you can stream the Rock wherever you go with radio.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be Migs. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for what?
Yeah, get some tacos in your face.
That's it.
Yes, and I want to give a shout out to a place I actually went to and had some tacos this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't, I know, yeah.
It wasn't Tuesday, though. What are you doing?
I know, but I got to tell them on Tuesday, there's a place in North Tacoma called Brewer's Row, and they do coffee and beer and cider, you know, depending on what part of the day it is, and they have wonderful tacos, but you can get, like, breakfast burritos in the morning, but I had a burrito at night and some tacos.
Wow, look at you, man, about town in Tacoma.
I know. I did a lot of that.
He's the T-Town King, I have to say. He's really become the mayor, the new mayor of T-Town.
King of Tacoma.
Yeah. Nice! Yeah, I don't know, mayor or king, which one's better?
Ooh, king does have a little bit more ring to it, and since we've lost Felix to the Atlanta Braves, we need a new king.
Oh, I'm the new king.
King Rev.
King Rev.
Hear ye.
Yeah.
Get some cider.
Get some cider. Get your cider over here. Tacoma, very close to New York. Get your cider.
Cider is a kingly drink. Thank you.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh. And hey, Tacoma, Josh, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, bow before your king.
Yeah. Jeez. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Brad, he's playing for tickets to Cage Sport MMA, which is happening at the Emerald Queen Casino on February 22nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wow. What movie franchise had a sequel with the subtitle Red, White, and Blonde?
Legally Blonde?
Yes. From what bird do we get the meat known as squab?
Squab.
What organ is physically altered by a lobotomy?
The brain.
Yes. Ed Sheeran had a 2017 hit song, Shape of What?
Water?
No.
Pass.
Some animals spend the winter in a sleep-like state known as what?
Hibernation.
Yes. What year of the 2000s was the first Twilight novel published in?
2001.
No. 2003. No. Which longtime late-night host had his final show in May of 2015?
Letterman.
Yes. Ozzie Guillen managed which MLB team to an 05 championship?
Pass.
Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton had her arm bitten off by a what?
Shark.
Yes. John Hurd played Kevin's dad in which 1990 film?
Pass.
One, two, three, four, five. Danny knows that one. Five, correct.
Josh does too, and he's going to kick himself when he finds out what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of
it's a good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie or my question?
I like the question.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
You just gave me a compliment because that was one I wrote myself.
Well, look at you, Mr. Write Yourself.
I know, there's a lot of work that I put in that one. So I like that you recognize your King's work. Yes, King Rev. Steve, are you ready?
I am. I'd like to give a quick shout out to a good person that's been on our show before.
Yeah,
going through some tough times. Our buddy Donnie, who's been in studio a bunch of times. You know Donnie from some of the pot shops, and he's always come in.
Oh, yes, yeah.
One of the times he came in with his younger brother, his little brother Evan, who's a huge Seahawks fan and sadly passed away. So I just wanted to give some love to Evan.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big fan of the show, and Donnie as well. You know, we love you. I just saw you got a text from him, and I just was catching up on text. I'm like, oh, man, that's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, condolences,
so,
Donnie.
Yeah, definitely.
So, much love to Donnie and Evan. And obviously, rest in peace.
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I guess he's ready. In multiple
Super
ways.
Ready. What movie franchise had a sequel with the subtitle Red, White, and Blonde?
Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. From what bird do we get the meat known as squab?
Pigeon.
Yes. What organ is physically altered by a lobotomy?
The brain.
Yes. Brains. Ed Sheeran had a 2017 hit song, Shape of What?
Taylor Swift.
No.
You?
Yes. Nice. Some animals spend the winter in a sleep-like state known as what?
Hibernation.
Yes.
Hi.
What year of the 2000s was the first Twilight novel published in?
Year of the what?
2000s? Mm-hmm.
2006.
No.
2007.
No.
2009.
No. Which longtime
2008, right?
No.
Okay,
which longtime late night host had his final show in May of 2015?
Jay Leno.
No.
Ooh, David Letterman.
Yes. Ozzie Guillen managed which MLB
Chicago
team?
White Sox.
Yes. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton had her arm bitten off by a what?
Shark.
Yes. John Hurd played Kevin's dad in which 1990 film?
Home Alone.
Yes!
Wow.
And Steve wins with a Dolly Parton 9-5.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day.
Yeah, at least it wasn't close.
Yeah.
Because that would have killed him if he didn't get Home Alone.
Yeah.
I almost based on that. I was thinking Wonder Years.
Oh, because Kevin Arnold, yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been a good, you know, guess.
I mean, it wasn't a movie, but it's still at that same point. Yeah, what are you going to do at that point?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It wasn't a movie. Never mind. I take that back.
That's why I didn't
That'd
guess
be a horrible
it.
Guess.
What year of the 2000s was the first Twilight novel published in?
I think it's funny that sometimes you'll give us like the mids or the earlies.
Yeah.
And then other times you'll give us nothing. Yep. And
up in the difficulty on this one.
It messes with my brain, man.
But who cares about the Twilight novels except me?
Okay.
And I only, you know, I'm the only one of the show that even paid attention.
Well, you didn't read the books either. You, watched the movies.
I watched the movies. Yeah. I still don't know how it ended. I refused to go to the last one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you can't handle it? You're just afraid that it's going to be too hard.
They were bad. That's the problem. They just got worse and worse. And I'm like, look, you know, you've convinced me. It's like, we don't have to watch everything just because we're in the media.
No.
Like, good, because I'm not watching that last one. It's so bad.
Well, the first novel was published in 2005.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Put that in your trivia memory bank.
You know what? I'll be happy to lose any game if I don't know that answer.
All right, then. Well, congratulations. Steve didn't know it, but still won with 9 correct.
Call number 9. That means you're checking out Cage Sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino in February. Call number 9-206-421 Rock. Again, congratulations to caller number 9. Steve, this is a story that I know you would either be happy to have been a party to or at least been in the room when it happened. Someone placed a remote control fart machine under a seat at a snooker tournament.
Oh, snooker.
I have no idea. I don't know what a snooker tournament is.
That's like pool.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember that now.
It's a
form of billiardy pool kind of stuff.
It's on a pool table.
Yes, I totally forgot. So they put a fart machine under a chair.
Which
then
is awesome.
Use a remote control to set off the fart sound and disrupt the game. I bet probably just to try to throw somebody off because you're trying to, you know, get those balls where you want them, as it were.
This is like golf where everyone's supposed to be quiet while you pay attention to the master tree or whatever. The magic of snooker.
I've never watched any tournaments to know if people got to be quiet, but I do know you can jangle somebody's nerves as you're trying to, you know, line up the cue and everything. I know that could be a thing. And so they did have to pause the match because they were like, okay, we got to figure this out. And someone eventually confiscated the fart machine. But here's how that went down.
You have to go. He's on that area somewhere. I think it might be someone at the whoopee cushion, can you believe it? If they find him, he's gone.
Yeah, someone's planted him somewhere.
How about that? They sounded very British. I was wondering.
Yes. It's a game, I guess, that originated amongst British Army officers.
Ah. Well, we don't really want somebody with a whoopee cushion, so if we find that person, they're gone.
I like I go on Wikipedia and it says, it's a non-contact sport. Like, no.
Really?
I thought you were going to beat each other with those pool sticks.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, you got like a bow stick there, you know?
That would be sick. Like, if it was like a joust and pool.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, though, I still love bumper pool. You ever play bumper?
Oh, bumper pool.
With like the little, like that, like, what's it like?
Yeah, you like the right bit, like there was like a hole, like wasn't there a hole like a goalie hole almost? And you had to get it like you had to shoot the ball between the bumpers.
It was like bumper table.
Yeah,
and yeah, and you had like a giant like you had a set of bumpers in the middle of the table.
Oh, you got that? Yeah.
Yeah. You guys never played that? We had one at our house. That was like our big purchase. Like everyone had like you know, some people had like a nice foosball, a nice pool table. Our parents got us bumper table.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was awesome.
Looks like the bumpers in like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you still got to try to get in the hole, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always, that's just life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some over there. See?
Yeah, sure.
There's some, I think there's a couple of bumpers by one hole that I see.
If I remember correct. Or did you have to just get in between the two bumpers?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, there's that little hole right
there. Yeah, that's it. So it was almost like it was almost like you're trying to score goals with this one.
Yeah, it was almost like an air hockey meets pool with bumpers.
Yeah.
Meets pinball.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need one.
It did everything, yeah.
Can we get one for here at work? That'd be sick.
I'm not going to stand in the way of it. I'm not paying for it, but I'm not going to stand in the way of it.
Then never mind.
It's only $2,500.
Whoa!
Oh, this one's only $750. I just saved you over $1,000, BJ.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
You should order it.
Yeah, that's great. Sorry, but I've already ordered myself a game table topper, so I put my money into that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What, one of those fancy tables?
Not the whole table. This is a topper. So this is an economical solution using airplane aluminum, airplane grade aluminum, and you can put it on top of any table you got.
Okay.
But
what's the point of it?
It makes it look like it's a game table. It's designed to look like a game table, but it's only a topper.
Okay, but I mean, does it make the game better?
Oh, yeah, because it has like a vault, which is like a little recessed area. So when you roll dice, it doesn't roll off the table. You can get all different kinds of mats that are nice and, you know, nice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's
I'm going to bug you about that one.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice one. And they come in all sizes, and they're portable. They have like little runners around the track, so you can put little cup holders in there or little dice holders. They have little slots that you can put cards right in there so you don't have to hold cards in your hand.
Hmm.
So it's designed for a lot of board games. And but those game tables I told you about were like, you know, $10,000 to get a fancy table that was completely made. This one is made to go on any table that you have, you know, depending upon the size you buy.
Gotcha.
So it's a little bit
less than $10,000.
And I saw it when I was in Philadelphia. I saw it at the PAX Unplugged place, and they were there. Met the guy, this guy Birksy, who's a great guy.
Hey, Birksy.
He's got a cool top hat.
Oh, my gosh. He's just showing me this guy.
That guy's amazing. And look, and that's what the table looks like. It just goes right on top. And you're seeing how he takes a half a table and turns it into a little mini table there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's light because it's airplane grade aluminum, but it's sturdy. And
you sound like an infomercial for him now.
I know. As a matter of fact, we should isolate this Vicky and send this to him and let him know that we talked about it on a real radio station. So we'll have to do that for
on
the
a real radio station, not any of those fake radio stations that he always gets talked about.
I don't think he's ever been on a real radio. I think he's only been on podcasts.
Yeah.
So I think he might get a kick out of it because he's old enough like me to remember what radio is. Hey. I think he's really popular in the world of board gaming and what he's done. And I ordered one because it's a lot cheaper than getting a whole new table.
Someone wants to know what's the name of the brand?
Game Toppers.
Game Toppers.
Yeah. And he's on Kickstarter right now. You actually can, he's still taking late pledge orders if you go to GameToppers 2.0. And by the way, I'm not getting paid anything for this. I paid full price for this. You just happen to, you know, we've talked about what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing.
So that's why you can't afford to buy me a bumper pool table.
Exactly, because I buy a Game Topper.
Fair.
I can't wait. Oh, I'm so psyched for that. Yeah. I mean, that's what I can do. The red alert is probably the fact that I shouldn't be spending money at all, really, on this ridiculous addiction called board gaming.
If you got an extra couple bucks in your pocket and you want to take care of yourself, what's the big deal?
Well, and this is much cheaper than $12,000.
Because I hope so. I saw it. It looks like it should be cheaper than that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's. But it looks. But you put it on a table, and it looks just as good as any game table that you could buy.
That's what you want it to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so stoked. There's a great chat online about the most unprofessional things that people have done at work. Why is everybody looking at me? And some of them involve adult videos.
Shouting out to game table creators.
X-Lax and a chicken. Boy, that sounds like that's just a great story in itself. I'll tell you all about these unprofessional things at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Bunch of folks on Twitter are sharing the most unprofessional thing they've ever done at work. And of course, I think you can all guess the number one thing.
Facts.
Close.
Okay.
That's watch porn.
Oh.
That's number one.
Oh, all right. But for our job, sometimes it's the most professional thing we can do if we're interviewing a certain actress. It's show prep.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you talked about sex. How about this one? This showed up on Twitter. Somebody had sex with their boss for a $3 raise. Now that...
For an hour or a total?
That's a good question. I hope it was an hour. I really hope it's
Steve
like...
Steve asking the hard-hitting questions.
I hope you went from minimum wage to $3 plus minimum wage per hour.
Whatever, X amount of dollars a year, and now it's three more a year.
Woo! And I had sex for that.
$3 an hour more? Yeah. If you're like a minimum wage... situation, that seems like a pretty good deal.
It's a hell of a deal. I think that's exactly where that happens. It had to be at some place where it's minimum wage. And like you said, you get $3 more an hour after that. And boy, how about that person in power? You think being a manager of a fast food place is not a position of power? Well, if you can give a $3 raise, it is.
Do you think there was any negotiating done on that one? Or was it just, look, I'll hook you up with $3 more an hour if we have sex. And they're like, okay. Or did they come back with like... Did they start off with a $2 an hour raise and the person's like, I want $5 an hour. And they kind of went back and forth until they found that. Like they had a mediator.
Well, I've heard that when you negotiate with, people in the service industry, if you will, it costs a certain amount of money for certain activities. So, you know, I don't know what $3 an hour or more can get you, what kind of activity. But, you know, some people will go, well, you know what? I'll get you a handyman to come in and help out with that. Or, you know what? There's a microphone you can talk into. Or, you know what? You want to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania. I mean, these are all very expensive trips.
And was this a one-time negotiation or did you have to keep it up? I want.
As it were.
And this happened during their employee review.
Yeah. That's a hell of a review. How about that? Somebody had sex with their boss for a $3 raise, one of the inappropriate things that you can do at work.
Nice. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Very. Now, is that unprofessional? I mean, somebody did negotiate themselves more money, which I think is what it's all about in the workplace. How, you know, you may not agree with how they did it, but that's, you know, I mean, they were all about the profession. But we are talking about the most unprofessional things that have been done at work. And, of course, we're going to talk to you about that as well. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So how about you? What's the most unprofessional thing you've done at work? We got your calls. We got your texts on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. People on Twitter are sharing the most unprofessional thing they've ever done at work, and including one woman that said, well, we don't know if this is a woman or a guy, who said they had sex with their boss for a $3 raise. Boy, that would be, boy, talk about the tables have turned if that was a dude doing that in order to get himself a $3 raise. That'd be awesome. Let's go to Xander in Mount Vernon. How about you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Xander. How about you? What is the most unprofessional thing that you've done at work?
Well, I used to work at this feed mill on the East Coast, and it was an independently owned operation, so a pretty small amount of staff. We were all pretty tight-knit. I was working there for about 2 years when another guy came on, and after shooting the S with him for a little while, you know, we got to figuring out, hey, we both practice martial arts. So, you know, outside of work, we would start sparring each other, and, you know, we got pretty close as friends, and I don't know what it was. Maybe one day at lunch, we were like, hey, I want to try a couple of these moves, and we started, you know, roughing it up a little bit at lunch, and, you know, all in good sport. But we kind of started making a habit of that, especially during lunch breaks, occasionally during the job, but it was relatively lax.
Eventually, so you guys, so at lunch break, you eventually started a practice where both of you would basically just do martial arts sparring at lunch.
Yep.
You started your own fight club at work.
Yep, effectively.
And, I mean, nice. Did you go do this in a private place where people be, I mean, or people see what you were doing?
There were places we can kind of go off to the side that weren't in the way, but, no, everybody was kind of aware of what we were doing.
Oh, here we go.
But, the boss didn't really, as long as nothing happened, he was okay with it.
Did anyone come and watch you guys fight?
Yeah. Actually, I was just about to get to that. Eventually, we still had people taking bets on who would win today's match.
Oh, that's a problem.
What was like do you remember how much people were dropping? Like, how much was like a big winner getting?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't very much. Probably the most I think I ever heard thrown around was like $50.
Nice. Still, $50 somebody bet on
you.
Yeah,
you guys, for $50 you won to watch two of your coworkers beat each other up. That seems like a great day.
It's a
work.
Good deal. Yeah, how long did it take before they pretty much put a stop to all that?
Well, I broke his toe by accident. Well,
there we go.
Kind of broke his toe.
Woo! And that's a party.
Work for a few days.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put money on it. Then all of a sudden it gets real and toes get broken. Thanks for the call, Xander. Appreciate that. you're right, Steve. I would pay to watch a fight club at work.
Yeah, they said, hey, at 2:00.
Yeah.
Joe and Danny are going to punch each other. I'd be like, you know what? I'll stay late today.
You know what kind of fight that would be, though? That would be like
entertaining.
It'd be one of those geek fights you see in the movies where they slap each other. You know what I mean? Be like,
yeah, that's probably true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out today at 2:00.
All right.
I'm putting $50 on it. Someone's going to lose a toe.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jason in Kent, you are on The Rock.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. What's the most unprofessional thing you've done at work?
Well, this is going to go all the way back to when I was in high school. My dad got me a job working for some food service at the local college. And as it happens, high school boy hanging out with college girls, I ended up hooking up with a college girl in the basement boiler room and led to me losing my V-card.
Dude, wow. I mean, I don't know if it still means anything now. I have no idea. But back in my day, to be able to hook up with a girl that was older than you, especially if you're a high school guy with a college girl, I mean, that's an achievement unlocked right there.
Oh, yes, very much so. Bragging rights all around for that one.
Yeah, definitely. Man, good for you, Ken. I'll tell you, I mean, Jason, that's pretty good stuff right there. Man, I'm jealous of it. I don't even know if I can even hook up with my wife at this point. I give him a lot of credit. I really do. I give him a lot of credit.
I've done a lot of unprofessional things at work, but I think my favorite, I know, is the time we had this old coffee table and I hated it because it was broken. And I finally mentioned it to Hair Club. He's like, well, if you can find me a new coffee table, you can do whatever the hell you want to that old one. So I decided to do like a WWE type roll on it and smash it and just boom.
Oh, damn.
I found old video too.
Get the table. Whoa.
Oh, it was amazing. It was a great day.
I don't think I remember you doing that.
It was after. I scared a few people.
Yeah, I know.
A few of our coworkers popped out of their office to see what the hell just happened.
Whoa, that's awesome.
It was a great day.
Woo!
You should repost that.
I am going to.
Okay, good. It's a nice roll.
Yeah, you barrel rolled the hell out of that, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Mine's also at work, and it was like back in the dumb days of partying, and it was, I can't remember if it was like Ozfest or one of those big package festival shows that was happening at the White River Amphitheater. And so I went down there. We took like a limo or whatever, and I was just gone. Like, just not. I was not seeing straight. I was not sober. I might have been seeing things.
Maybe.
And as I'm walking, one of the street teamers is like, Steve, you got to jump on air with the men's room. And I should have said, I'm in no shape to do this. But I was like, yeah, I do.
Oh, boy.
So then I'm over there. And they're on the air here in studio, and I was at the doing like a live cut in.
Oh, gotcha!
And so like, let's check in with Steve. And at this point, I'm seeing things, man. I'm telling you, I am gone. I should not be in public. And in fact, they put me on. And I just go, Ted. And I wouldn't even say anything to Miles or Thrill. They're like trying to ask me questions. I'm like, Ted. Finally, Ted's like, yes, Steve. I'm like, there's a lot of people here.
Oh, boy.
And thank God for Ted, who knows me all too well. He realized at that moment, we need to get Steve off the air. I wish I had audio of this, but it was asking me questions, and my only answer was Ted. Until finally Ted would say something, and then I said, there's a lot of people here. And that was the entire conversation I had with these guys. That was my recap of Ozfest for them.
So they didn't, they have any clue at all, but Ted did. Ted knew, oh yeah, I know this Steve.
Well, I think once Ted goes, we're going to let you go, Steve, I think that's when Miles and Thrill realize, oh, Steve is in no shape to even be talking to us.
Oh, man.
And so then later on, Ted found me. I was in the beer garden area where the grass was, and I was lying on the grass, throwing grass in the air and watching it land on my face.
Oh.
It was that kind of day.
Yep, that's a party right there.
It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what mushrooms can do for you.
Allegedly.
Oh, really? Yeah, what did you have? One too many at the beer garden? That's what I see people do when they have a couple too many beers. They throw grass on their face.
I had those deep fried mushrooms, man. I didn't know that was
code.
Who knew? Crazier things, man.
Oh, man. I love this. We're talking about the unprofessional things you've done at work. And on Twitter, somebody says, yeah, there was a girl sitting next to me who roasted a whole chicken at her desk.
Awesome.
At work.
There's a picture going around on the memes of a guy who's frying bacon next to his call center job. And I was like, that's the life I want to live right there.
What, like on like a Foreman grill?
Yeah, one of those little
hot plate thing.
Yeah, the hot plate skillet sort of things that they have. And
I love the smell of bacon.
Five of them, yeah.
That would make me happy as all get out if that was my call center job and somebody's frying bacon. I'd love that.
Unless they didn't share it.
Yeah, right.
Then I would hate that. Yes, then I would probably petition that person to be fired.
Look at this text. I work as a mortician in a funeral home. When I worked in the funeral home in Lacey, my coworker and I got a text from a family that they wanted us to come in a little late to the church. So we went to a bikini coffee stand in the hearse with a body in the back.
Oh.
Boobs and coffee. We thought the old guy wouldn't mind.
Oh, I don't even want to know there's a dead guy near me, let alone I'm driving a dead guy around.
Well, then you wouldn't be a very good funeral home guy.
No, I wouldn't.
Take that job.
I don't know how they can do what they do. I mean, first of all, you got people in misery. And second of all, you're dealing with the dead.
I mean, the guy's not going to do anything. He's just in the back hanging out.
It's
a good icebreaker with the bikini barista.
Yeah. Get you in the HOV lane, right?
I've never been around a dead body, and I don't ever want to be one. I don't want to be near
one. You don't want to be one?
I mean, look, that's why I hope I go first in my family. I don't want to have to go, you know how you got to roll, they roll the body out till you got to identify the body. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got a head start on everyone else in your family, so you should be all right.
I know, I'm thinking I do. And I'm trying not to eat healthy, so I go first.
There you go. See, he cares about you, Joe and Sarah.
Yeah.
Hooray!
He does that for you guys.
That's right.
I know your daughter's in the room.
Oh, she's a professional. What are you talking about? She does so many professional things, I can't even.
Well, I think it's known that I love public sex, so of course! It hasn't been here, though, which I am very disappointed about.
Oh, it's because you respect your father, right?
No! I asked my boyfriend when we had our holiday party here a few years ago.
To try and make it happen here?
Yes.
And he said no?
He said no. See, that he
Johnny
has
Rubbers.
Respect for you.
He's
yeah.
a good man.
He does, yeah, you don't disrespect a man's place of employment like that, daughter.
Why not? There's like that beautiful green room with that big red couch. Oh,
and if you film me. It, then you could add fun stuff behind you in the background.
Right?
You remember you have a daughter too, Steve, right?
Yeah, my daughter's 5 weeks old. I don't have to worry about this for another like 15, 16 years.
You know, but there's ways I can get to your daughter. It's called candy. I will jack that kid up if you don't stop
it. Oh, you're just going to get her a sugar high?
I'm just going to sugar that kid all day long.
Yeah, but this wasn't here. But at the restaurant I work for, I've had sex multiple times.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Building.
That's
while
great.
On the job.
Yes, because I open the restaurant some days. Right, I'm the only one there.
No more mozzarella for me then. I'm going to just skip that.
Okay.
Who's a coworker then?
Yes. Well, J-Rubs. For sure, because he comes with me sometimes to open the restaurant.
Why are you asking?
But then
questions?
Before that, it was
curious.
It was my manager at the restaurant.
Oh, that's
did you get a $3 an hour raise?
No, you know what? I'm upset I didn't ask for it.
You're a bad negotiator.
I am.
You need to connect her with Paul, your agent.
Right?
Why are you looking at me, Steve? This entire conversation is very uncomfortable for a father listening to his daughter speak this way.
Okay, well then your son's in the room. I'm sure he won't have anything.
Oh, he won't say
sex.
No, I have anything to do with sex. You know him.
Wow. Nuts.
Nope. Had to do with food.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store working a 5-hour shift, and during a 5-hour shift, you do not get a lunch break. So my friend walked in, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm going to Quiznos. Do you want to come to Quiznos?" I was like, "Yeah, I bet I could get Quiznos in 10 minutes.
Quiznos, quick aside, underrated sandwich place.
I totally agree.
Okay, thanks.
So we get there, right? There's a 10-person line. There's no way I'm getting back in 10 minutes. Not a chance. Half hour goes by. We get our food. He's like, "Hey, do you want to go back to the store?" I'm like, "Nah, let's just eat the Quiznos here." Because at this point, if I'm 45 minutes late, who cares? They know I'm late.
Oh, incredible. You know what? One person's staying at work doing the things she shouldn't be. The other one is not staying at work doing the things he should be. Well, my children are wonderful.
Ah, but I got back and they didn't even notice I was gone.
Oh, that's... Tell me it wasn't here. Please it wasn't this place.
It's QC.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thank God, because I was going to say, we should notice whether or not you're here doing your job.
That's just a testament to your work ethic. That
it really
you,
was.
You do so little that when you were gone, they had no idea that you were even gone.
Oh, yeah. My manager was like,
strategy.
"Hey, man, how's it going?" I'm like, "Oh, great. No, I just got a sandwich."
Just here working.
Yeah.
Boy, the supermarket business standards have definitely slipped since I was in the industry.
Oh, they were at a high level when you were there,
yes,
right?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Now, granted, it was almost 40 years ago, but 40 years ago, they would have known if you were gone, believe me. That's all I'm going to say. And by the way, can we pause for a moment for today's latest hot take, which was, I didn't want to interrupt this great story, but today's hot take was from Steve Miggs.
Oh, that Quiznos underrated sandwich shop.
Today's hot take.
Yeah. Dude, they cook it, and it's fun to watch it get cooked. It goes under that little tray thing.
The heater.
The
yeah.
heater thing, yeah.
So kind of a warm take.
So it's like,
delicious.
It's fun to watch it when it's cold, and then it comes out melty and hot.
Yeah. Quiznos. Unfortunately, we're not talking about Quiznos in the next break.
I want Quiznos.
We're going to tell you why a guy would go out of his way to steal his ex's Burger King meal. His food. I'll tell you about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900, with Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.